Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. So if you haven't seen any of my prior shows, this is your first time, I want to welcome you. Second, so normally the show works a little bit differently, but I'm away on business, back to seeing my family because I'm still in college, almost done. Long story short, but I'm not here to make excuses. We're here to have a conversation, and the conversation is going to evolve around a topic that I've been beating like a hammer to a nail recently, and I think it's extremely important for me not to let up. And that's when it comes to women reinventing themselves using the church. So make no mistake about it, I think the church has done a lot of good for society, but I also think that there are a lot of clever people in the world, especially the people who are secular, the people who are using the Constitution in ways it wasn't meant to be used. They're trying to put forward this idea of absolute freedom, and when you have absolute freedom, you have anarchy, but then they don't want the anarchy. They want to be taken care of by society. They want society to evolve around them, which leads us to this interesting dynamic, and very unfortunate one at that, which is all about women reaching about the age of 30, and then all of a sudden they, I want to be a Christian now. I want to find God, and I want to find forgiveness and be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And then before you know it, they're in your local church. And now I think that's a good thing when it comes to maybe wanting to start, turn over a new leaf. However, into each breach, some rain must fall. And this rain takes the form of them then bamboozling men into committing to them. When 10 years ago, those same guys that are trying to get to commit to them, they had in spades, but turned down because they weren't exciting. They were geeky. They were boring. They were unexciting. They weren't Chad. They weren't Pookie. They weren't Tyrone. They weren't Ray Ray. They weren't cool. They were clowns. They were corny. They were boring, goofy looking, you know, the same standard crap. But now they want, but I want you now. You know, you're so sexy. I think it's cool that you're into board games and you're into video games and you're into theology and all these things. I think that that's cool now, she says when she's 30. She's long past her sexual marketplace prime. And now you think, see, Austin, I'm out here winning now. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, see, that's the problem. I've grown up around men like this my whole life, where they assume the best in people. They're genuinely nice, good people. They're upstanding men. The problem with not having an ounce of cynicism in your body is you don't think that people are trying to exploit you. You don't think that people are trying to gain something at your expense. You think that that doesn't happen. You think that because something is conceivably possible, that therefore it's going to be that way because you're special. Because it can be this way, and because you think it's happening to you, you're not going to ask questions. You're not going to investigate. You're not going to look into somebody's past, because a past is a good indicator of the future. You're not going to do that. Old habits tend to die hard. And I know men in my life right now who I love dearly. They've kind of come to see what I'm talking about, but of course they're nicer, quote unquote, nicer guys than me. You know, the problem I have with the term good men, bad men, good women, and good and non-bad women is nobody fits into a box like that. Everybody has a dynamic personality. Everybody has their own spectrum, as it were. Everybody has, good people make bad choices, bad people make good choices. So no one's inherently 100% good or bad. And so when we're out here trying to make these distinctions, it's important that we remember that the truth resists simplicity. And it's important for us to not boil things down too simply and to have a holistic approach to this journey of life. I know that probably sounds hokey, but you're going to have to indulge me. It's my show. But my friends, the reason why I have a problem with this is because I know even women who are like 22, 23 years old who they didn't start at 18. This idea of, oh, you turn 18 and now all of a sudden, you know, you're adult and now you can do adult activities. Yeah, that doesn't happen for most people. Most people get started the minute that their balls drop or they suddenly start having these inclinations. That's usually around the same time that they start. When they start feeling like an adult is when they start acting like one in all the worst ways possible. So this idea that they start at 18 is a total fabrication. But more than that, I know I've mentioned this before and I won't mention people's names. I know some people don't believe me when I say this, but I really don't care if you believe me because your belief doesn't dictate reality. I know people who've had six bodies in one night. I know women who have had six men in one night, okay? Now, that's not an indicator of that every woman will do that, but it goes to show you that people can and are doing these things. So, by the age of 22, 23, 24, 25, you think that your woman's untouched. You think that, oh, because she's in church now, she's always held these beliefs. No. No, she hasn't. In fact, I've seen your future wife out here in these streets, most likely, or I know someone who has. And that's not meant to say that she's has zero value in the dating marketplace. But this goes to show you that you're being duped. You're being sold a dream. And part of the problem I have with the church embracing this is they're not warning men of this, because marriage is a permanent investment. Whether it works or doesn't work, you're paying, sir. So it's important that you don't just take that someone wants to go through a new phase, they want to reinvent themselves as, oh, all of a sudden all her sins are washed away, so therefore all her past is totally irrelevant now. No. Sorry, bro. I wish I could tell you that's true, it's just not. So I'm not telling you to hate these people or make fun of these people. What I'm telling you is just ask questions, do some research. Don't just accept what people tell you at face value. Don't just believe because it makes you feel good and you want to believe it. Don't take that bait. Just if you do, the past or the unpleasant realities that you're in will show up regardless of whether you want them to or not. So it's important that you know what you're doing, what you're getting involved in, and what you're choosing to expose yourself to. You need to have leverage, you need to have knowledge, and you need to accumulate this and transfer it into power. Because I know it's really easy to get excited and get caught up in the emotions and the hormones, but gentlemen, emotions are not your natural strength. That is the woman's playground. So you need to take your emotions out of it, and you need to make very logical and calculating decisions. Otherwise, you risk really putting yourself in a losing position. Again, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm just trying to give you tools that then you can put to work building your life. That is my goal. That is what I hope you learn through every time you listen to this show. The whole idea of this show is not to necessarily stop the wolves, because they can't be stopped. What can be stopped, though, is you being exploited or being sheared. Stop being exploited and start exploring other options, other opportunities that could be coming your way, and you don't even see it, or you're too afraid to take the leap. Don't be afraid. One thing I've learned from, what's his name? Earl Nightingale, I think is his name. He's an old broadcaster, fantastic voice, fantastic message. One of the things that I learned from him was this idea of act as though it were impossible to fail. So whatever you do in your life, whether it's relationships, whether it's building wealth, whether it's just living your life, do not act in a spirit of fear. Do not act as though, oh, I'm probably going to fail or this, that, or the other. No, act as though it were impossible to fail. If you want to be married, go ahead and do that. But don't just jump in the deep end of the pool. Make sure you test the waters. Make sure you get the proper protections in order. Make sure that you set yourself up for success. My friends, I encourage the church, and I'm going to keep encouraging the church and the people who go to church, to not just assume that because they worship God, that God's immediately going to set everything right for you all the time. You need to have your own head. God gave you your own brain for a reason, to use it, not to forfeit it the minute you walk through the church doors. My friends, I hope you learned something today. I know it's probably going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but that's okay. I'm not here to make friends, necessarily. I'm here to give you the facts and here to give you food for thought. My friends, take care of yourselves. I encourage you to question everything that I told you or that you hear from anybody else today. Because at the end of the day, to avoid drifting and avoid being exploited, you must think for yourself. The thing that God gave you for free, your brain, not enough people use. My friends, take care of yourselves. I hopefully will continue down this topic in the days, months, and years to come, unless I get banned because people don't like hearing the truth. The truth is not often found. It's more rare than XXX prawn today. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.